Today we welcome Sherry Treadway and Chris Hardesty from Four Rivers Resource Services. Guys, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks so much for coming in. Four Rivers Resource Services, we hear a lot about them on the radio. It is a great organization. And the main thing we hear about is the people that work there. They have a rewarding experience. It's a great opportunity. And Sherry, we're going to start with you. Four Rivers Resource Services is always looking for qualified people to join the team, right?
Absolutely. We are always getting new people in that we would like to serve. We get a lot of referrals for people to serve. And before we can say yes and agree to do a good job with them, we have to know that we have staff that will work with them.
You know, this is kind of a dire straits situation. In other words, there are people out there that need the help, and unfortunately, there's not enough people to offer the help, really. I mean, just breaking it down bare bones, right?
Absolutely. We have case managers that call us, and not that it is just us, because they're in a bind basically with all of their clientele that they work with in all the areas in Indiana of there not being enough staff to cover the hours that are needed for people to be supported.
Now, for those hearing Four Rivers Resource Services, there may still be some out there that don't understand exactly what you do. Can you kind of give us a crib note version of what you guys offer?
We offer a lot of different things, but primarily we offer around-the-clock residential services. That's our largest division, and that's where we tend to need the most help. Those folks need support in home, in the community, during the day, and they're very reliant on being supervised by staff to be able to be more independent.
And these are folks with the developmental disabilities that cannot necessarily, they just need the extra hand, right?
Absolutely. And they're very diverse. We have some people that are very independent that do lots of things on their own, and they just need a little bit of help with maybe budgeting and their housekeeping or getting to places in the community. And then we also have those folks that need a lot of care, a lot of personal care, and need help with most things during the day. So really wide range of people that we work with.
So Chris, walk us through the typical day for a Four Rivers employee. First off, as far as the hours go, the hours can range from anywhere, can't they?
Yeah, we've got folks that we provide care 24/7, 365 days a year. So we've got folks that are working overnight. We've got folks that are working morning shifts, helping folks get up, get ready, get their lunch boxes prepared for the day, get dressed, those sorts of things. We have folks that spend the day with them. Some of our folks go to a sheltered workshop where they're all together as a group and learning and engaging in meaningful activities. And then they come home in the afternoon, and we've got staff there in the afternoon that meet them at home and help them to put their things away and prepare for the next day to do whatever needs done around their apartment. For some of our folks, we clean with them or for them. It's helping them to prepare meals. We want to make sure that they're eating healthy and making good choices as far as that goes. For some of our folks, it's guiding them through, say, a diabetic diet or a low-salt diet, and our staff are aware of those things and help make healthy choices for our folks.
So in essence, really, it's a lot about just being a companion to these individuals.
It really is, and there's times where you're doing those sorts of things, and there's times I've been at Holiday World before and realized, hey, I'm getting paid to do this.
Me too.
I've got staff yesterday was talking to me, and she was headed out to take some folks swimming, and that was her day. She was going to spend the next 3 or 4 hours at the pool with these individuals in the pool swimming on a beautiful day and be paid to do it. We're just there to help them, to support them, and they enjoy the same things we do. They're out doing things and busy and active, and we're just a part of that with our folks.
It can be a second income, a supplemental income. It can be for those retired folks that want some additional money, right?
Very much so. One of the areas that's hardest to staff for us is on the weekends. And so if somebody's just looking for something to pick up a couple extra hours on the weekends, a couple short shifts or a couple long shifts, some of our folks work long shifts on the weekend and get the majority of their time in there and then work another full-time job during the week. There's lots of opportunities. It could be somebody who's retired, like you mentioned, that's just looking for a little something extra. We have some folks we work with to make sure they only work a certain set of amount of hours because that's what they need for their home budgets, that sort of thing. We also have opportunities for college students. We have a lot of students that come home in the summer, and some of our individuals, we only provide services in the summer because they're in school the rest of the year. So we have college kids who work with them during the summer and spend their time there, and then when they go back to school, so does our staff. That works out great. All a person needs is to be over the age of 18. So high school seniors a lot of times are old enough to work for us in the evenings, on the weekends. I don't think a lot of them sometimes realize that. A degree is not necessarily required, or even a diploma, as long as we can look at things and show that you're a good, dependable employee and you're over the age of 18. We could put a high school student to work for us on the weekends and in the evenings too.
And Sherry, they can start out with a good competitive wage and a lot of other great benefits.
Absolutely. We start our staff at $9 an hour just for the direct service end of things. We also have paid time off, paid holidays, and we offer health insurance.
And you will train. Anybody can do this.
Absolutely. You don't have to have any training before you come in the door. We do all of the training.
Four Rivers Resource Services has excellent opportunities waiting for you. Guys, you did a great job of breaking it down. Excellent information this morning. If you're looking for supplemental income, if you're retired and looking for some additional money, again, if you're a high school senior looking for a job, college student looking for a job, there's always room for advancement with Four Rivers too, right?
Absolutely. We're always adding new folks, as I mentioned. And so when we add new people, there are new caseloads. So we need managers for those new caseloads. So lots of opportunity to advance.
We got just a few seconds left here, Sherry. What's the best way to get on board at Four Rivers?
You can apply online, www.frrs.org, or stop in any of our locations. You can fill out an app there too.
And here in Washington, that is?
You can go to the Red Door Day Program Facility or the Ride Solution Building on Main Street. We'd be glad to take your application.
It's that easy, guys. The website is frrs.org. Stop by Ride Solutions or their Red Door facility and get the application and get on board. Anyone 18 or older can be a part of the Four Rivers Resource Services team, and it's a rewarding experience. Not like a job at all, is it, guys?
It's really
not.
No,
it's not.
It's not like a job. It's just going about your everyday and getting paid for it.
Absolutely. Think Holiday World.
It's a win-win for everybody. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate the information today and hope to send a lot of people your way, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you,
Thank
Dwayne.
You.
You betcha.